Welcome to Academic Challenge, a News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Lewis Allen, your host and moderator. Today, we're featuring teams from South Haven and St. Joseph. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. Our program is brought to you from the Mitsubishi Community Showroom at Signature Automotive Group on Napier Avenue, a proud sponsor of Academic Challenge, along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwestern Michigan Association of Realtors. Realtors do make the difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders. Pro Muffler and Brake Shop on M139. Lower prices under your car. And the Cook Nuclear Plant. First, let's meet the teams from South Haven. Your name and the grade that you're in.
My name is Trevor and I'm a junior.
My name's Allison and I'm a junior as well.
My name's Josh. I'm a junior.
My name's Austin. I'm a sophomore.
And who's the captain tonight, South Haven?
I am.
Allison, and who's your coach?
Mr. Miller.
Mr. Milner. And from St. Joseph, your name and your grade.
I'm Cameron. I'm a sophomore.
Ryan, junior.
Hudson, I'm also a junior.
I'm Graham. I'm a sophomore.
Who's the captain tonight? Ryan and your coach?
Adder, Mr.
Well, here are the basic rules. During the first and second halves, we'll announce the value of each question before it's asked. When you press your button, please wait to be recognized. There's no consultation allowed except during the 60-second round at halftime. I'm going to be your scorekeeper and judge, and today Bill Klein will be asking the questions. Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. A little bit distracted here coming up, but okay.
Because you have a big production coming up with Twin City Players, don't you?
Yeah, we have our first read-through tonight.
Of which production?
Move Over Mrs. Markham, a British farcical comedy. Very going to be very funny.
And when is that going to be?
April 21st we open.
Okay.
If they can, well, they only get their first read-through today.
All right.
A good cast.
Yeah.
Good people.
All right, St. Joseph, South Haven, we're ready?
Yes, they're ready.
Yeah. I hope.
Yeah. Yeah. They look like they're ready.
Yeah. All right, your time is going to start once Bill reads the first question.
For 5 points, computers use a system of arithmetic that has only two numbers, zero.
Graham from St. Joseph.
Binary.
That's correct. For 5 points. For 10 points, where in the world is AUCKLAN Oakland Harbor?
Hudson from St. Joseph.
New Zealand.
That's correct. For 10 points. A math question. For 15 points, find the radius of the circle described in this equation. X squared plus Y squared minus 4X minus 2Y equals 4.
Ryan from St. Joseph.
3.
That is correct for 15 points. For 20 points, complete this statement by Alexander Wolcott. All the things I really like to do are either immoral, blank, blank, blank.
Time.
All the things I like to do are either immoral, illegal, or fattening. For 15 points, translate this bit of military jargon into plain English. What is a basically induced aperture in subcutaneous environment?
Cameron from St. Joseph.
A flesh wound.
A more complete.
A non-fatal flesh wound.
No, incorrect.
South Haven, 5 seconds. Time.
It's a bullet hole in a human being. For 5 points. Today, marijuana is outlawed while liquor is legal. During what decade in U.S. history was this reversed?
Hudson from St. Joseph.
1920s.
That's correct. For 5 points. For 15 points, the French have a military proverb about the loss of something small leading to disaster. Complete the missing words in the following quotation from George Hebert's Jocula Prudentum. For the want of a nail, the shoe is lost. Complete the rest.
Hudson from St. Joseph.
For the want of a shoe, a horse was lost. For the want of the horse, the battle was lost. We won to a battle. The war was lost. We won to the war. The kingdom was lost. No, that's how you finish it.
Correct answer. It's for the want of a shoe, a horse is lost. For the want of a horse, the rider is lost. For 5 points.
That was for 15 points.
That was 15 points. For 5 points, what living organism? What living organism feeds on sugar and produces alcohol and carbon dioxide, the riser in baking?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Yeast.
That's correct. For 5 points. For 20 points, originally entitled Violetta, this opera was based on a play adapted from Dumas' La Dame aux Camélias. Which of Verdi's opera titles is translated into English as The Wayward One or The Woman Gone Astray?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
La Traviata.
That's correct. For 20 points. For 15 points, this widespread surface in the polar and subpolar regions of the Earth is defined as any naturally occurring earth material that maintains a temperature below 32 degrees Fahrenheit for two or more years.
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Permafrost.
That's correct for 15 points. For 20 points, how long was the infamous gap in the Watergate tapes?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
12 minutes.
Incorrect.
South Haven, 5 seconds. Allison from South Haven.
5 minutes.
18 and a half minutes. For 20 points, how many years has the U.S. government been debt-free or been free from debt?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
One.
That's correct. You know what year it was?
Like 1836 or something.
Yeah, 1835. The answer was one. For 20 points, the love affairs between Cleopatra of Egypt and Julius Caesar and later Mark Antony have left a remarkable impression in history. Few people know, however, that at one time Cleopatra was conducting her liaisons with the two famous Romans that she was already married. Both her first husband, Ptolemy the 12th, and her second, Ptolemy the 13th, were very special to her apart from their marriages. Why?
Cameron from St. Joseph.
They were siblings.
That's correct for 20 points. For 5 points, if you include Alaska and Hawaii, this spot is located in Butte County, South Dakota.
Hudson from St. Joseph.
The center of the United States.
Correct for 5 points. For 15 points, greatest of Abraham Lincoln's speeches was his Gettysburg Address, but close beside it ranks the speech in which he used these words, with malice towards none and charity for all. In what address?
Second inaugural.
Hang on, wait a minute. Graham from St. Joseph?
His second inaugural.
That's correct for 15 points. For 5 points, what state is the setting for Washington Irving's Sleepy Hollow tales?
Ryan from St. Joseph?
New York.
That's correct for 5 points. For 20 points, a group of poverty-stricken artists shiver and starve in a Paris attic in which Puccini opera?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
La Boheme.
That's correct for 20 points. For 10 points, the dancer Isadora Duncan once proposed marriage to George Bernard Shaw for the express purpose of bearing a child by him. Imagine one with your brains and my body, she rhapsodized. What was Shaw's devastating reply?
And we're under a minute. Time.
But suppose it hit your brains and my body. A math question for 15 points. Find the derivative of 3x cubed minus 3x squared.
Ryan from St. Joseph.
9x squared minus 6x.
That's correct for 15 points. For 20 points, what is the most incriminating piece of evidence that Othello has against Desdemonia?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Her handkerchief.
That's correct for 20 points. A math question for 10 points.
This is going to be the last question.
What is the sum of the first 10 positive integers?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
55.
That is correct for 10 points.
And And that ends the first half of today's academic challenge. We'll be back with the score in the 60-second round after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score is South Haven 0, St. Joseph 220. Now on to the 60-second round. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. We'll give you 60 seconds to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can. Each one is worth 10 points, and there will be a 20-point bonus if you answer all 10 within the time limit. You're encouraged to consult with one another at this point, but the answers must come from the team captain. After the minute is up, the opposing team will have a chance to answer any of the questions. First team could not answer. South Haven, you're trailing at the moment, so you have the first choice of these categories, which are rings, science, all kinds. South Haven, what do you choose?
All kinds.
All kinds. And there's no setup on all kinds, so your time will start once Mr. Klein reads the first question.
A roof on a building that is shaped like a half sphere is called what?
Dome.
Correct. A current of 30 amp flows through a resistance of 6 ohms. What's the voltage?
Pass.
A strong, coarse cloth for awnings and tents is called what?
Canvas.
Correct. What accessory is needed when playing blind man's bluff?
A blindfold.
Correct. What is the military term for what amounts to a demilitarized zone in the sky?
Pass.
Recite the first three words of Mark Antony's famous funeral oration.
Pass.
Volcanoes, which have been quiescent for a long period, are known as what?
Dormant.
Correct. What is horse manure used for?
Fertilizer.
Correct. What kind of strike results from laborers staying at their jobs but refusing to work?
Sit-in strikes.
I'm sorry?
Sit-in.
That's correct. What is the square of 28?
Go ahead.
494.
Incorrect.
It's time. South Haven, you answered six questions for a total of 60 points. Now, St. Joe, you pick up points from any unanswered questions. Your time is going to start once Bill reads the first question.
A current of 30 amp flows through a resistance of 6 ohms. What's the voltage?
180 volts.
Correct. What is the military term for what amounts to a demilitarized zone in the sky?
No-fly zone.
Correct. Recite the first three words of Mark Antony's famous funeral oration.
Friends, Romans, countrymen.
Correct. And what is the square of 28?
784.
Correct.
St. Joseph, you answered four questions for a total of 40 points. Now, it's your turn, St. Joseph, to choose from the remaining two categories that are rings and science. What do you choose, St. Joseph?
Science.
Science it is. There's no setup to this one, so your time will start once Mr. Klein reads the first question.
What is a population that has no living members called?
Not an ecosystem.
Extinct.
Correct.
Oh, yes.
What are the two main types of circuits?
Open and closed.
Incorrect. Hooking up one spaceship to another is a process called what?
Docking.
Correct. Sense organs in the head help insects find food. What are they called?
Antennae.
Correct. Which simple machine is working when one considers the bow of a moving boat?
Pulley.
Incorrect. What round object is placed between two surfaces to reduce friction?
Buffer.
Incorrect. Mm-hmm. Name the class of nutrients we need to build bones and teeth to prevent goiters.
Iodine.
Yes. Iodines.
Incorrect. What is the main agent of geological change in a desert?
Wind.
Correct.
That's time. All right, St. Joseph, you answered four questions for a total of 40 points. Now, South Haven, you can pick up extra points from any of the unanswered questions. Your time is going to start once Bill reads that first question.
What are the two main types of circuits?
Pass.
Which simple machine is working when one considers the bow of a moving boat?
Pass.
What round object is placed between two surfaces to reduce friction?
A bearing.
Correct. Name the class of nutrients we need to build bones and teeth to prevent goiters.
Calcium, minerals.
What's your answer?
Calcium.
Incorrect. It's minerals.
Okay. Thanks.
What are the tiny particles of soil carried by water?
Pass.
What 12-letter word refers to a small bits of solid matter in smoke?
Pass.
What particles of soil carried by water?
T- time.
Yeah. And one.
One. Well, that ends our 60-second round. We'll check the score and conclude the game next here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back to Academic Challenge at News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round is South Haven 70, St. Joseph 300. It's time now to find out what's happening at each of our participating schools. First, from South Haven, Allison, what's happening in South Haven?
We would like to congratulate both the South Haven girls basketball team on their recent victory over Dowagiac and Grant Frey for being named Athlete of the Week for the week of February 12th. The ladies won 45-42, while Grant scored a double in the last frame of the second game to lift the Rams to a come-from-behind over Plainwell. The South Haven robotics team, Ramageddon, open house is tonight at the high school. The team will be demonstrating the robot and presenting what they have been working on for the past 6 weeks. Good luck, robotics. And then the South Haven High School Dramatic Arts Department presents Fiddler on the Roof March 17th and 18th at 7:30 p.m. and March 19th at 2 p.m. and at Listiak Auditorium. Tickets will be available in advance at the high school and at the door. Finally, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Lakeshore and Berrien Public Schools, Pro Muffler and Brake, Southwest Michigan Associates of Realtors, Cook Nuclear Plant, Signature Automotive Group, and 94.9 WSJM Radio.
And from St. Joseph, Ryan, what's happening at St. Joseph?
Well, from St. Joseph, our basketball teams are heading into the respective ends of their seasons with girls basketball in the district championship. For spring sports, track, boys golf, and girls tennis are starting up. We would like to thank Signature Toyota and our sponsors who made this match possible.
And we've got no substitutions on either side, so let's begin the second half of Academic Challenge between St. Joseph and South Haven. Your time will start once Bill reads the first question.
We have a multiple choice question for 5 points. A Currier and Ives lithograph was not an expensive piece of art many years ago, but they are a collector's item today. Were Currier and Ives British, American, Canadian, or Australian?
Josh from South Haven?
Canadian.
Incorrect.
Hudson from St. Joseph?
British.
Incorrect. They were American. For 20 points, what letter and number stand for the basic money supply of currency, traveler's checks, and checking accounts?
Ryan from St. Joseph?
M1.
That's correct. For 20 points. For 10 points, what card game, popular in the United States in the early 1950s, was invented in Uruguay in the 1940s.
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Bridge.
Incorrect.
South Haven, 5 seconds. Allison from South Haven.
Euchre.
Incorrect. Canasta. For 5 points, the Seabees are members of construction battalions who build and repair overseas bases to support the armed services. The first battalion of Seabees was authorized in 1942. It consisted of plumbers, carpenters, electricians, and engineers who left civilian jobs. To which branch of the armed forces do the Seabees belong?
Graham from St. Joseph.
The Navy.
That's correct. For 5 points. For 20 points, strongly influenced by the Cubists, he developed a geometric style of his own. Who was this Dutch painter?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Van Gogh.
Incorrect.
Good. South Haven, 5 seconds. Allison from South Haven.
Picasso.
Incorrect. Good guess. Piet Mondrian. For 20 points, what Hitchcock movie is notable for confining itself to the smallest acting space of any film ever made?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Psycho.
Incorrect.
South Haven, 5 seconds. Time.
Oh. Somebody.
No, it's okay. Go for it.
Okay, the movie was Lifeboat. No. That was the whole set, just a lifeboat. For 10 points, at the end of what George Eliot book are Maggie and Tom, brother and sister, drowned in a mill race?
Time.
The Mill on the Floss. Okay. You might get your pencils out. For 5 points, how do you spell penicillin?
Cameron from St. Joseph.
P
P-E-N-I-C-I-L-L-I-N.
That's correct for 5 points. For 10 points, the study of the cause and effects of sound is called acoustics. What is the study of the sense of hearing called?
Cameron from St. Joseph.
Audiology.
That is correct for 10 points. For 10 points, what Illinois family included a vice president, governor, and UN ambassador, and a U.S. senator?
Time.
Adlai Stevenson's. All of them were Adlai's. A math question for 15 points. A ladder just touches the bottom of a window that is 15 feet from the ground. If the ladder is 17 feet long, how far is the bottom of the ladder from the bottom of the building?
Hudson from St. Joseph.
8.
That's correct for 15 points. For 10 points, what word refers to an animal or chemical left untreated during an experiment as a standard for comparison?
Graham from St. Joseph.
A control.
That's correct for 10 points. For 5 points, which of these words is an antonym of obscure? Unforeseen, unacceptable, manifest.
Hudson from St. Joseph.
Manifest.
That's correct for 5 points. For 15 points, what is the most important sacred sound in the Vedic and Hindu tradition?
Cameron from St. Joseph.
The huh sound.
Incorrect.
South Haven. Time.
Close. It's an M sound. They do it in yoga all the time. Oh, yeah. For 20 points, the chemical and physical properties of the chemical elements are periodic functions of their atomic weights. Whose law have I just stated?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Dalton.
Incorrect.
South Haven. 5 seconds. Allison from South Haven.
Ofbu's laws.
Incorrect. It's Mendeleev's law. For 5 points, the winter of 1812 was a disaster for Napoleon. The bitter cold and lack of supplies forced him to withdraw his 600,000 strong army, many of whom deserted or died. From what country was he retreating?
Hudson from St. Joseph.
Russia.
That's correct for 5 points. A math question for 15 points. Divide the expression 3x cubed minus 3x squared by x minus 1 and give the result.
Ryan from St. Joseph.
3x squared.
Incorrect.
South Haven. Josh from South Haven.
Negative 3x squared plus 3x.
Incorrect. It's 3x squared plus 1. For 10 points.
We're under a minute.
Last command.
For 10 points, what's the most popular kind of fishing?
Josh from South Haven.
Deep sea fishing.
Incorrect.
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Ice fishing.
Incorrect. It's casting.
What?
I don't make these questions up.
Final question.
Final question for 10 points. One state has 41 mountain peaks, which all measure over 14,000 feet in altitude. Name the state whose highest.
Allison from South Haven.
Colorado.
That is correct for 10 points.
All right. Well, that does it. That's the end of today's academic.
It's fine. Go ahead.
It's just the division question, the 3x cubed minus 3x squared question. Like,
okay.
Mm-hmm. It's fine. It doesn't matter.
Wait a minute. Let me find it. Let's speed.
Let me finish this up.
Okay.
Well, that does it. That's the end of today's academic challenge match. We'll tabulate the scores and announce the winners after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back on News Talk 94.9 WSJM's Academic Challenge to announce today's winners and thank our sponsors. The winners by a score of 375-80 is the team from St. Joseph. Congratulations, St. Joseph.
Good game.
We got 80.
Thank you all for joining us on WSJM's Academic Challenge. Our program is brought to you from the Mitsubishi Community Showroom at Signature Automotive Group on Napier Avenue, a proud sponsor of Academic Challenge, along with Berrien Springs Public Schools. Together, inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwestern Michigan Association of Realtors. Realtors do make the difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders. Pro Muffler and Brake Shop on M139. Lower prices under your car. And the Cook Nuclear Plant. Join News Talk 94.9 WSJM again next week at the same time as we have a special match of the 2016 and 17 winning teams team against their coach and teachers on as they all go head to head on Academic Challenge.